Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Deni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives today. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will travel to United Kingdom on a two-day visit. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges, and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will travel to Maldives on Friday for a two-day visit. Prime Minister Modi will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of independence of Maldives on Saturday. Union Minister of Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Donor Jyotiraditya Scindia, yesterday highlighted the Northeast's immense potential to spearhead India's sustainable fashion revolution. The minister said this while virtually participating in a high-level task force meeting focused on strengthening the handloom and handicrafts sector in Northeast. Echoing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of fashion for environment and empowerment, Mr. Scindia said that with its rich legacy of eco-friendly practices, artisanal expertise and exceptional craftsmanship, the region is uniquely positioned to lead the transition to green inclusive fashion on a global scale. During the meeting, the Union Minister unveiled a transformative plan for the sector emphasizing modernization through infrastructure upgrades, digital and design integration, and skill development. The Newland District Administration has urged all the villagers to remain vigilant against influx of illegal immigrants due to the ongoing eviction drive carried out by Assam government against the illegal immigrants. Deputy Commissioner Newland, in an order, stated that any unusual movement and migration within the district that shares a border with Assam to be reported to the district administration. The Legal Services Clinic, LSC, was launched yesterday in Losami village of Paik district. This marks the fifth Legal Services Clinic under the Paik District Legal Services Authority following previous inaugurations at Meluri Futsero District Jail Paik and Chetheba. District and Sessions Judge cum Chairperson PIC DLSA Mezivoluti There spoke on the concept of legal services clinics. She also referred to Article 39A of the Constitution of India, emphasizing the constitutional mandate to provide free legal aid to ensure justice for all, irrespective of economic or social barriers. Deputy Commissioner of PIC Rosito Gori emphasize the value of LSCs in enhancing access to justice in rural areas. With an objective of promoting the adoption of sustainable farming practices, a training on vermicomposting and natural farming was held at Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK Dimapur yesterday. The event was organized by KVK Dimapur under the ICAR Research Complex for NEH Region Nagaland Center, Jarnapani. Senior scientist and head KVK Dimapur, Dr. Pul Kumari, shared insights into the ongoing extension and outreach activities of the KVK and emphasized the significance of such exposure visits in bridging the gap between theory and practice in agriculture. And in a dazzling display of grace, poise and talent, 19-year-old Miss Bendangyan Lau was crowned Miss Mokokchung 2025 at the glittering ceremony held at the Town Hall Mokokchung last evening. The event saw Temsilila LKR 23 clinch the title of first runner-up, while Putu Senla 22 was named second runner-up. A total of 13 contestants vied for the coveted crown, competing in three spectacular rounds: ethnic wear, designer cocktail wear, and evening gown. This year's pageant marked a grand comeback after a three-year hiatus, much to the excitement of pageant enthusiasts and the local community. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.